News, I'm Dave Packer. Tariff whiplash.
24 hours after a federal judge blocked President Trump's sweeping tariffs, saying they were an overreach of a president's executive power, a federal appeals court now stepping in, hitting pause on the order. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit granting what's called an administrative stay, allowing the tariffs to continue while the legal battle plays out. The court has set a briefing schedule through June 9th. The White House calling that move a positive development.
ABC's Zareen Shah. A federal judge Thursday extended an order blocking the Trump administration from stopping Harvard University from enrolling foreign students. The White House confirming that the U.S. has offered a new Mideast ceasefire proposal that Israel has approved, Hamas reportedly evaluating it. In the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking and racketeering trial Thursday, the accused music mogul's former personal assistant testified he sexually assaulted her. This is ABC News. The Trump administration once more threatening to cut federal funding to California over a transgender athlete set to compete in a girls' track and field championship this weekend. ABC's Alex Stone.
With the clock ticking to this weekend's track and field state championship and transgender athlete A.B. Hernandez set to compete in the girls' division, a federal investigation is being launched that could result in a civil rights case. Republican Assembly member David Tangipah is offering a possible solution, making a division that is not defined as being boys or girls.
If we created an open division that everybody gets to compete here, but we still are coming to compliance with Title IX, I think that's an actual possible part of the solution.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
In Liverpool, the driver who injured dozens of people when his car rammed into a crowd of soccer fans was charged Thursday with intentionally causing grievous bodily harm, dangerous driving, and other serious counts, according to British prosecutors. The charges carry a maximum sentence of life in prison if convicted. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the low 80s, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. For tonight, any showers ending early, then clearing, a low of 53. Saturday, partly sunny and pleasant, a high of 79. Mostly sunny and very mild Sunday and 81. Right now, WRCO Studios, it is 44 degrees. The National Weather Service has issued an air quality advisory for our area today because of the smoke coming in from the Canadian wildfires. So here we go again. This is the third summer in a row, I think, that that has happened. But nonetheless, be aware of that today. Air quality alert for today. Right now we're at 44. That is so far the overnight low after the midnight reading of 51 and a daytime high on Thursday of 72. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Flag was still there.
Life's evening sun.
Life's evening sun
is sinking low.
Is sinking low.
Life's evening sun.
Life's evening sun
is sinking low.
Is sinking low.
A few more days.
A few more days.
And I must go.
And I must go to meet the deep.
The Hee-Haw Gospel Quartet and a little tune called Right On With a Beautiful Life. There you go. And before that, our national anthem from Leanne Rimes. Hello, friends. Phil Nee with you today. Are you ready? Here we go. Weekend coming up. Lots of things, graduation parties and whatnot, and really some good, nice weather. It's going to get really summer-like by the beginning of next week. But this weekend looks to be pretty nice for the outdoor activities. Maybe a slight chance of a rain shower here or there. That was kind of the case yesterday. There were a few areas of some light showers, nothing heavy or major, but there were some there. Now, I didn't experience any, and we did get our ball games in last night, but looks like we could be in line for some pretty nice weather for the upcoming weekend. Some regular features coming your way, and we'll recap sports. Lots of high school events last night, so we'll look at that high school sports scoreboard. And the Brewers prepare for a weekend series in Philadelphia. More when we check sports in about 10 minutes. Here's Vince Gill. Welcome to the Light in the Milk House Show.
Love you. cause you're way too good for him. And I know that you don't believe me, but I've been with him when he's running around. He don't mean to hurt nobody, he ain't never gonna settle.
Eddie Arnold on WRCO with a country classic right there. I really don't want to know. Today, a Red Cross blood drive will be held from noon until 4 at Christian Fellowship Church in Black Earth. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org. The Friends of Blue River hosting a jigsaw puzzle competition tonight at 7. The cost is $4 per individual or $12 for a team of four. There is no age limit. Be sure to register for the event ahead of time to ensure there is a puzzle for your team. Send a message to the Friends of Blue River Facebook page if you are interested. Those reminders, early morning from WRCO Radio. Yes, it is early. I've said this before, but I've been doing this morning shift since 1990, and worked here since 1986, but 1990. And when I first started coming in, I would rarely see a car. And this morning, it was like a caravan from Sextonville. People, you know, and so it seems that people go to work earlier than they used to. I'm not sure if that's the case, but or maybe driving outside the area to go to work. But nonetheless, good luck on your commute today.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
This Saturday, May 31st, join American Legion Post 350 for a heartfelt salute to veterans at the Cal Center inside Reedsburg High School. Maggie May will take the stage at 1 p.m. for a special performance honoring our local heroes, filled with music, memories, and hometown pride. Come early for a delicious meal.
Here's a cowboy that I know, he's riding in the rodeo.
The pork sandwich lunch will be served starting at 11, all to support Post 350 and those who served. That's this coming Saturday. Great food, powerful stories, and a salute to the brave men and women who defend our freedom. Support your veterans. Support American Legion Post 350. Be there and be proud.
Today's small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood. Good morning, 44 degrees in Richland Center. We're heading toward a high of 80 a little bit later on. Don't forget the air quality alert, which is in effect until 6 a.m. Saturday for wildfire smoke. Those with heart or respiratory conditions should be especially cautious today in the air. A sports update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Well, the Richland Center softball team claimed a WIAA regional championship with a 5-4 eight-inning win over Dodgeville last night. Exciting games around the area, and Prairie du Chien was a 6-1 winner over Gale Ettrick Trempealeau. Mount Hora beat Portage 5-3 in Division II game last night. Softball in Division IV, Mineral Point over Wisconsin Heights 4-1. Cuba City 7-0 over Iowa Grant. In Division 5, Ithaca claimed a regional championship, 11-3 over Seneca. Brookwood was a winner, 15-5 over Kickapoo in six innings. It was Columbus Catholic beating Royal, 8-6. Blair Taylor, 9-0 over New Lisbon. Belmont end of the year for Wazika Steuben, 5-1 the final. Baseball tournament openers last night in Division 4, Ithaca 13-0 over Winnewick Center. Highland, 14-1 over Wazika Steuben in five innings. Boscobel, 5-3 over Potosi Cassville, Weston 11-0 over Lafarge, DeSoto 5-0 over Kickapoo. It was North Crawford 7-2 over Hillsboro. Also last night in action from D4, Division 3, Mineral Point 3-1 over River Valley, Lancaster edged Riverdale 4-2, Prairie du Chien 3-1 over Belleville. And in Division 2, Lodi end of the year for Richland Center 4-2, and Portage over Platteville 4-3. Tournament baseball last night, Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca defeated Richland Center 4-1 in soccer, and Platteville Lancaster beat River Valley 4-1 as well. The Brewers take on the Philadelphia Phillies after Sal Frelick had four hits on Wednesday in that 6-5 victory over the Red Sox. Tonight, the Brewers at 29-28 play the 36-20 Phillies in a National League East battle. Yesterday, it was Philadelphia 5-4 over Atlanta. Atlanta won the nightcap 9-3 in the doubleheader. American League action, Toronto 12-0 over the Athletics. Tampa Bay 13-3 over Houston. Washington 9, Seattle 3. From the NBA playoffs, New York 111, Indiana 94. And the NHL playoffs saw Edmonton defeat Dallas. Final score of 6-3. That's a look at sports today, courtesy of the Sports Boosters.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Well, it is time for us to power up a little bit. Stretch out. It's Aerobic Polka Times, sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
Here you go. Hopefully you're stretched out. It is aerobic polka time. Here we go. A one and a two.
This kind of music is like heaven to me.
Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-doo.
It's got me higher than a kite. Hand me down my soup and fish, I'm gonna get my wish.
Hoop-dee-dooing it tonight.
When there's a banjo strumming, rat-da-da-da-da, I get a thrill. I always will.
When there's an old accordion stretching out a mile, I'll always smile, cause that's my style.
And when they fiddle in the middle, it really is a riddle how they play the tune so sweet. Play the tune so sweet that I could die.
Oh, lead me to the floor and hear me up for more, cause I'm a hoop-dee-dooing kind of guy.
Da-da-da-da, I get a thrill, I always will.
When there's an old accordion stretching out a mile, I'll always smile, cause that's my style.
And when they fiddle in the middle, it really is a riddle how they play the tune so sweet. Play the tune so sweet that I could die.
Oh, lead me to the floor and hear me up for more, cause I'm a hoop-dee-dooing kind of guy. And my troubles are through.
Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-dee.
This kind of music is like heaven to me.
Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-doo.
It's got me higher than a kite. Hand me down my soup and fish, I am gonna get my wish. Hoop-dee-dooing it with all of my might.
I'm in clover,
I'm in blue.
When I'm dancing, give me room.
Hoop-dee-doing it, hoop-dee-doing it, hoop-dee-doing it tonight.
Hey! Hey, there you you go. The Hoop-Dee-Doo Polka. Frankie Yankovic with Riders in the Sky. Right there. Good for your polka ailments today. Getting you all stretched out for the weekend. Here's Ricky Nelson.
I believe for what you say when you say you're going steady with nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, there's one thing, baby, that I want you to know. When you're rocking with me, don't rock too slow. Move on and get toe-to-toe. We're gonna rock till we can't rock no more. I believe, do believe, I believe. Yeah, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me.
Well, let's dig it now.
Well, I believe what you say when you say you don't miss nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Kiss me, baby, then you roll your eyes. I get a funny feeling that I'm hypnotized. Chills run all up and down my spine. Tell everybody that you're mine, all mine. I believe, do believe, yeah, believe. Oh, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're gonna steady with nobody else but me. Oh, yeah.
Go round the merry-go-round, the merry-go-round of love. Round and around the merry-go-round, finding true love sure is tough. Some people falling off, some are getting on, and some are getting ready to jump. Here we go round the merry-go-round, the merry-go-round of love. I just got off of the merry-go-round, and my heart was starting to mend. The last ride I had was awful bad. I swore I'd never get on again. Then I met a little girl and she gave me a whirl. Now I'm on for another ride. I guess I'll be riding the merry-go-round till the day I die. Here we go round the merry-go-round, the merry-go-round of love. Round and around the merry-go-round, finding true love sure is tough. Some people falling off, some are getting on, and some are getting ready to jump. Here we go round the merry-go-round, the merry-go-round of love. How long will I ride the merry-go-round? How long will it be this way? How many times will it go round and round before I find a girl who'll stay? Every time I think about her true love and my riding days are done, along comes a man who takes her by the hand and I'm back where I started from. Here we go round the merry-go-round, the merry-go-round of love. Round and around the merry-go-round, finding true love sure is tough. Some people falling off and some are getting on and some are getting ready to jump. Here we go round the merry-go-round, the merry-go-round of love. Here we go round the merry-go-round, the merry-go-round of love.
That's Hank Snow on WRCO. Going around the merry-go-round of love. Well, I always would get motion sickness on the merry-go-round, even when I was a young kid. It was like, ooh, yeah, well, that ain't good. My beefy biscuit cake I had for school lunch is not going over well. But nonetheless, and when I would go to the county fair, too, I would get dizzy watching the Tilt-A-Whirl, just watching it. But nonetheless, we're at 43 degrees, headed toward 80 today. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm toward evening. And isolated shower chances could happen early evening tonight. Otherwise, clearing and comfortable in a low of 50. It is 43 on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
More concerns about the Make America Healthy Again Commission's report. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Jamie Beyer, who farms in Minnesota, says there were some unwelcome surprises regarding certain crop protection tools in the MAHA report.
That we have relied on for decades, in our opinion, have a tried and true safety record. And we also have a long history of working with EPA and other federal and state agencies to ensure the safety of our food supply.
She tells Brownfield there are thousands of studies on glyphosate and atrazine, two crop protection products mentioned in the MAHA report. With rain delays slowing planting progress in the eastern Corn Belt, an insurance specialist says key crop insurance deadlines are approaching. Jason Williamson with Ohio-based Williamson Crop Insurance says the final planting date for most areas in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan is June 5th for corn and June 20th for soybeans.
The final plant date is just the final plant date for full coverage. It is a 20-day late planting period on corn, so corn could go until June 25th and still be insured. You just lose that percent per day up until then.
In Wisconsin, May 31st is the last day to plant corn for grain, and June 5th the last day for planting silage corn. The northern two-thirds of the state must finish soybean planting by June 10th, and the southern third of the state by June 15th for full coverage. Williamson tells Brownfield farmers could also switch from corn to another crop or file a prevent plant claim. He says growers should reach out to local crop agents with any questions about the final planting dates or prevent plant coverage. A plant disease expert says whether crops emerged weeks ago or this week, farmers should watch for signs of disease infection. Dr. Damon Smith with the University of Wisconsin tells Brownfield producers should scout for soybean plants that emerged and then died and wilted.
If you're starting to see, you know, a number of those plants out there as you're doing those stand counts and doing that scouting, that would give you an indication that you probably had either Pythium or maybe some early season Phytophthora.
Smith says these problems are typically in heavy soils and areas that stay wet longer. He says the warmer, drier forecast should also help.
I think if we could pick up some heat units here, that would help. It would help push the crop along, get things out of the ground a little more, and get us through this kind of early seed rot window thing that we're kind of keeping an eye on.
Smith says he's concerned about Pythium in soybean and corn fields and says stand counts may help determine if replanting is necessary. 2025 broiler sets and placements continue to maintain their faster-than-last-year pace. USDA says 252 million broiler-type eggs were put into incubators last week. That's up 1% from a year ago. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh is here. This month, with your Ace Rewards card, you can save $100 on a Weber E325 gas grill, or you can purchase Ace Motor Oil, one quart, for $3.49 each. Select Ace Birdseed and Miracle-Gro products on sale as well. Our greenhouse is now open, and we have many different types of yard and garden soils and mulch on display. And don't forget our selection of lawnmowers. So stop in for these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Direct cattle business was light Thursday and cash hogs were steady to higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment or at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cattle business was light on Thursday. Traders reported it mostly 222 to 223 on the live basis in Kansas and Texas, $1 to $3 higher than last week's weighted averages. Dress trade Nebraska was mainly at 368 to 370, up $6 to $8, with a few selling as high as 375 in central parts of the state. More trade today is probable. At the Clarinda Livestock Feeder Cattle Sale in Iowa, compared to 2 weeks ago, 5 to 600-pound steer calves were fully steady, with 6 to 700-pound calves steady to 4 higher, and yearling steers were steady to 8 lower. 400 to 500-pound heifer calves were 10 lower, with 600 to 700-pound heifer calves down 1 to 7, and yearling heifers were fully steady. USDA says trade was active and demand was good for a moderate supply. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold at 370 to 348. 750 to 850 pound steers are reported at 291 to 313. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 400 to 500 pounds brought 380 to 422. 5 to 6 weight heifers range from 331 to 374. Box beef closed higher with moderate movement. Choice was up 67 cents at 366.09 and select beef was $1.90 higher at 353.64. The estimated cattle slaughter of 120,000 head was up 4,000 on the week, but down 3,500 on the year. Cash hogs were steady to modestly higher with moderate closing negotiated numbers for the major direct markets. It looks like buyers were still in need of some near-term supplies to finish out the holiday shortened week. Still, buyers were able to pull back bids as the day went on, held in check by questions about sustained demand. The wholesale market's been inconsistent recently, and hogs are waiting for the USDA's delayed weekly export sales numbers to see if China shows up for a second consecutive week after being absent since late March. National direct barrels and gilts closed 66 cents higher at the weighted average of 98.95. Iowa Southern Minnesota's up 21 at $100.28. The Western Corn Belt was 73 cents higher at $100.58. The Eastern Corn Belt had no comparison with an average of 94.07. Pork was up $2.22 at $104.62. The estimated hog slaughter of 480,000 head was up 1,000 on the week and 1,500 on the year. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield, inviting you to join me each week on Outdoor Adventures. From the hardwoods to the shoreline, we talk with outdoor industry experts about all the things you need to know for your hunting and fishing adventures. I grew up in the Whitetail Woods and have a deep passion for sharing hunting stories with our guests, as if we're sitting around the campfire. Be sure to check out Outdoor Adventures from Brownfield Ag News.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Direct cattle trade Thursday was primarily at 221 to 223 live and mostly 368 dressed. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans ended the session mixed and corn was lower with both watching U.S. planning. July beans were up 3 1/4 at 1051 and 3/4. August was 3 1/4 higher at 1048 and a half. July corn was 4 lower at 447 and September was down 2 1/2 at 427 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were up with cash and wholesale support. June live was 160 higher at 215.52. August was up $1.90 at 210.07. August feeders were 430 higher at 299.92. And hogs were mixed ahead of the USDA's weekly export sales numbers out Friday. June was down 25 at $100.02. July was 32 lower at 102.97. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Wrapping up a series on food as medicine on a hopeful note, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. I've been telling you all this week about efforts around the country to counter the unhealthy eating trend in this country. While there's concern, there's also hope. Craig Gunderson is an economics professor at Baylor University in Waco, Texas, who moderated a recent Farm Foundation forum on the subject of food as medicine.
In the past 100 years, there's just been incredible growth in the agricultural sector. This has both been, you know, across farms and ranches across the United States, but globally, this amazing increase in agricultural productivity. And this is due to things like, for example, the Green Revolution that Norman Borlaug started, but also more recent things like the introduction of GMOs.
While several speakers during the forum talked about the repercussions of poor diets in many developed countries, Gunderson says we should not overlook how diets have improved in many parts of the world.
And along with this incredible transformation in the productivity of agriculture is that we also have this incredible distribution system. We're able to get food all around the world, and this has just led to amazing things. And probably the most important thing that this led to is this really pretty dramatic decline in undernutrition and declines in food insecurity across the globe.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
We've all heard about the big, beautiful bill, but what's in it for dairy? I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The National Milk Producers Federation is pleased with budget items passed by the House and sent to the Senate. Alan Bierga tells Brownfield the U.S. House's so-called big, beautiful bill for budget reconciliation has things dairy farmers need, especially when action on the next farm bill is iffy at best.
Take a look at this legislation. You will get the dairy margin coverage program extended through 2031, which creates a lot of certainty in farmer financial planning. You also get an update to the production history numbers, which really has been needed.
Bierga says a very important part of the federal milk marketing orders is addressed in the House bill, and that's requiring mandatory processor cost of production surveys that can be used to calculate make allowances.
Especially in the upper Midwest, this is a big deal for farmers in terms of knowing what production costs actually are. It was a big point of contention in that debate, but there wasn't good data.
Bierga says the legislation also extends the Section 199A tax deduction dairy farmers and processors rely heavily on, and losing that deduction at the end of 2025 puts the dairy industry at a competitive disadvantage. The House bill is now up for consideration in the U.S. Senate, where several changes are expected. Cash dairy prices were mixed Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey up a half cent to 57.5 one sale. 40-pound cheese blocks down a quarter of a cent, closing at 194.75 five sales there. Cheese barrels went up a half cent to 187 six sales. Butter prices went down 7 cents to 245.5 four sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 128.5 with four sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House show on WRCO.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. A little glitch in the system there, but we are back. Here we are. Hello. Yes, I am here. A high of 80 today. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm toward evening today. And remember, there is an air quality alert from now until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning for wildfire smoke. So be aware of that. And we'll have more from Tony Schumacher, our resident meteorologist, coming up just before the top of the hour. Isolated showers could happen early evening tonight, a low of 50. And tomorrow sounds awesome. And a high of 77 is expected. Right now, we're up one from the overnight low. It's 44 in Richland Center.
I can't face
Classic Country from Don King on WRCO Radio. It is now 7 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. Don't forget the Call Park Spring Fish Boil will be held Saturday from 4 until 8. The suggested donation price is $15 per person, $7 for children 12 and under. The evening will also feature music from Crossfire between 5 and 9. That is going on tomorrow. And the Basswood Church celebrating its 130th anniversary coming up on Sunday. A worship service will be held at 10, followed with a dinner, a history presentation at 1, and a hymn sing to follow. All are welcome to Basswood on Sunday. Those reminders from our community calendar. Tony's weather is coming up.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Save $12 per gallon on Valspar Medallion Plus paint. Right now at All-American Do It Center, get $12 back with mail-in or online rebate on gallon containers of Valspar Medallion Plus interior and exterior latex paint. See store for details. Cover imperfections with a washable, stain-resistant paint plus primer all-in-one formula. Get up to $60 back on Valspar Medallion Plus paint with mail-in or online rebate at All-American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a mild day shaping up here today, but a cold front will be sliding in late this afternoon, could spark a few spotty showers and storms. The best chance will be over the northeastern two-thirds of the state, so we're kind of on the western edge of that. Otherwise, there's also some smoke issues coming down from Canada, causing an air quality alert throughout the Badger State today through 6 a.m. tomorrow. So those with respiratory or heart issues should certainly be a little extra cautious. Now, we are expecting temperatures to drop slightly tomorrow, but still be very pleasant. And then going back up again Sunday into early next week as south winds return. In fact, Monday looks like the warmest day when temperatures could be about 10 degrees above normal. Our best chance of widespread rain and storms will come on Tuesday into Tuesday night as a fairly strong cold front moves through. We could see rain amounts upwards of an inch with that particular system. The forecast for today, partly cloudy, breezy, and warmer with that slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm toward evening. High temperature about 80, west wind 8 to 17, becoming northwest. Tonight, isolated showers or thunderstorms in the early evening, then clearing and comfortable, low near 50, northwest wind turning north to northeast around 5. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny skies, low humidity with a high near 77, north to northeast wind 2 to 6, and Sunday partly cloudy, low 47, high of 80, just a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm by evening. Going into Monday, partly cloudy, very warm with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, low 58 with a high of 88. Tuesday warm and more humid, scattered showers and storms likely becoming more widespread late in the day, low 65, high 81. Wednesday chance of a shower around daybreak, otherwise some sun developing and cooler, high temperature 75. Thursday partly sunny, maybe some rain rain late, high 78. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
43 and cloudy, 72 yesterday, the record high, 89 in 1991. May 30th of 1965, we bottomed out at 28 degrees. Last year's high was 73 and the low, 48. Sunset will happen at 8:33 tonight and rise tomorrow morning at 5:25. The air is calm, barometer is steady at 29.86. No precipitation today. With cloudy skies at times this morning, we are back down to our overnight low, which is 43.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another move in the fight over tariffs. First, the Court of International Trade blocked most of President Trump's sweeping taxes on imports. And then, last night, an appeals court.